solitary walk, today I will read a story. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful little town called Hamelin. The people of Hamelin were all very happy until the day the rats came. Thousands of rats came to Hamelin. There was big rats and little rats, thin rats and fat rats. There were rats in all the houses and rats in all the shops. "There are rats on my table," said one man. "There are rats under my chair," said another. "There are rats in my kitchen," called one woman. "There are rats in my bed," called another. "There are rats all over the house," called a little boy. "Make these rats go away," called a little girl. The people of Hamelin went to see the mayor. "Get rid of these rats," they shouted. "What I can do," said the mayor. "There are rats in my house too. I can get rid of them." But the people said, "You must make all the rats go away. If you don't make them go away, we will choose another mayor." Then one day, a stranger went to see the mayor. He was dressed in red and yellow. In his hand, he carried a whip. "I am the pie keeper, said the stranger, "and I can make the rats go away." The mayor said, "If you can make these rats go away, I will give you lots of money." "Very well," said the pie keeper, "but don't forget your promise." Then the pie keeper went into the streets of Hamelin and began to play a stranger tune. The rats heard the tune and stopped what they are doing. Suddenly, one rat ran after the pie keeper, then other rat ran after him, and other soon all the rats ran after the pie keeper. The pie keeper walked toward the river till playing the stranger tune on his pipe. The rats followed him and jumped into the river, and that was the end of the rats. The pie keeper went back to see the mayor. "The rats have all gone," he said. "Please give me the money you promised me." "No," said the mayor, "I have no money to give you." "If you don't give me the money," said the pied piper, "I will play another tune and you will not be so happy then." "You can do what you like," said the mayor. So the pied piper went into the streets and began to play other tunes in the houses and in all the streets. The children stopped playing, and one by one they ran after the pie keeper. The people of Hamelin called to the children to stop, but the children didn't hear. They followed the pie keeper through the streets and over the river. They followed the pie keeper out of the town and up a mountain. Suddenly, the mountain opened and the pie keeper went inside. The children followed him inside. The mountain was a beautiful land full of trees and flowers and birds. But one little boy had hurt his leg and he couldn't keep up with the other children. He saw his friends go into the mountain, but he was too late to follow them. The little boy went back to the town and went to see the mayor. "My friends are inside the mountain," train the fire people, he said they will never come back. The people of Hamelin were very unhappy. Where are our children? They shouted to the mayor. You must go and find them. So the mayor went to look for the children. He looked for years and years and years. He is still looking for them now.